From Arizona Public Media in Tucson, I'm Robert Rappaport with In-Depth Arizona. Tucson voters this November will get a chance to decide whether to modify the city of Tucson's charter, which was adopted in 1929. Proposition 401 would make several changes to the charter, including consolidating city council elections to once every 4 years, with terms ending concurrently, making the mayor and council full-time, and indexing council members' pay to the salaries of the Pima County Board of Supervisors, with the mayor earning more. The current pay for each part-time council member is $24,000 a year, and that would go up to about $61,000 for full-time work. The mayor's salary would increase to more than $76,000 from the current pay of about $42,000. Prop 401 also would eliminate civil service protections for department heads and their deputies and hold them accountable to the city manager. Cox Communications Vice President Lisa Lavallo, who chairs the Yes on 401 campaign, says it's time for a change.
Right now, we have half our council running every 2 years. It's very expensive to have that additional election. It's not efficient, and it creates an environment in our city council where half of them are running for re-election half the time, and so the ability for them to work really cohesively as a team, we believe, is not as strong. So having elections every 4 years and having all our council members run together will create a much better cohesive team, and it'll be more cost-effective for the city. And lastly, as you know, our city council folks basically work part-time. Some of them have other jobs. So we think it's time that our city council works full-time for the people of Tucson, and the charter change is going to address the ability for them to have a livable wage to have a full-time job as a council member in Tucson.
While the show of support for 401 at a downtown kickoff event last week was heavy, there is organized opposition. Former state lawmaker Tom Przelski of Tucson chairs the No on 401 campaign. He says under normal circumstances, he's not opposed to giving the city council a raise, but today's economy is not normal.
We're asking police, firemen, and civil servants to forego pay raises, to even accept cuts in pay, but instead we want to raise the pay of elected officials. It just doesn't seem appropriate at this time to ask for that.
While the mayor and council would earn higher salaries under the proposition, former University of Arizona president Dr. Peter Likens, who is a co-chair of the Yes on 401 campaign, says it won't cost taxpayers more money.
The benefits that come from reducing the frequency of elections far exceed the costs of increasing our council operations to full-time salaries. Roughly $140,000 a year will be saved.
Przelski says 401 backers are overselling the measure.
They believe it'll save so much money that it'll allow city council to do other things. It'll help solve our budget crisis and all that. It's not really going to save that much money. It'll be a drop in the bucket in that regard. However, it will be a good way to allow it'll improve the election process, but it won't really save money.
Another change under Prop 401 would make the mayor an equal member of the council, giving the mayor the right to vote on all council matters. It also would make the mayor count as part of a quorum, which is not the case now. However, 401 opponent Tom Przelski doesn't like that idea.
The mayor will no longer be above the fray. He will be in the middle of the fray. And that is going to very much change the dynamic of how the city council works. The city council will basically end up working a lot more like the Arizona State Legislature, which is not a model for civility and good government by any means.
Pima County Democratic Party Chairman Jeff Rogers says the city charter is old and it's time to change it.
In fact, we haven't seen any substantive changes to the charter in 81 years. So I think that just goes to show you that we really are stuck in the past. And some of these things are completely unexplainable. For instance, it's unexplainable why the mayor has less power than a regular city council person, doesn't count for a quorum, can't even vote in certain instances. I mean, that's completely unexplainable. Secondly, we haven't found, and I've read hundreds of city charters across America, we haven't found anyone that extends city civil service protection to the people who are at the very top of agencies.
Most of the backers at last week's kickoff event for Proposition 401 say the measure is not targeted at the current mayor and council. They say they don't want to change the players, but they do want to change the game. The election is November 2nd. I'm Robert Rappaport, Arizona Public Media.